Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Annexation in Israel has stirred up the Middle East and even the Vatican to the extent that Israel is now on the brink of war. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Victor Lieberman, who was the former defense minister, making the statement that Israel is on the brink of war with Iran and Hezbollah. What do we know?
Well, Jimmy, increasing signs that that may indeed be the case, as we've been detailing really for the past few months. But we've had more movements of Hezbollah in Syria. We've had this week Hamas and Islamic Jihad saying they would work together against Israel, especially if there is any annexation. And of course, most importantly, we've had now three incidents, they're calling them, in Iran, where they enrich uranium. A Kuwaiti newspaper is saying it was a cyber attack, blaming Israel for it. One of their officials said, "We are checking everything out, and we will have a response when we determine exactly what happened." Initially, they said it was just an accident, but the photographs look like it was a bomb or something really exploded. Big tensions between Iran and Israel. So if you're an enemy of Israel, this might be a great time to strike. A lot of reports that in the next month or so, we will have a full assault on the country.
Meanwhile, the Vatican out of Rome warning Israel annexation will put in jeopardy the peace process. Now, I'm not sure how well the peace process is going. They really are not involved in making decisions in Israel, are they?
No, but they've been involved in the Palestinian-Israeli talk on the sidelines. I remember when Shimon Peres was foreign minister, he met with the Vatican official to brief him on the Oslo talks that were going on in the 90s. So they've always treated the Vatican as a state, a country, which of course it considers itself. And there are, of course, tens of thousands of mostly Arab Catholics in the country. The Trump administration reportedly has said, "We're preoccupied right now with what's going on in our country, and this wouldn't be the right time for such a dramatic, potentially explosive move to be taken, annexing parts of Judea and Samaria and possibly the Jordan Valley."
David Dolan explaining how annexation of Judea and Samaria has stirred up the Middle East and the Vatican enough so that the state of Israel is now on the brink of war. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Bible prophecy tells us that the Islamic nations will align themselves for the purpose of wiping the Jewish state off the face of the earth. That's Ezekiel 38. With the Pope at the Vatican now saying that annexation will jeopardize peace in the Middle East, we can see the entire region moving into the prophetic scenario that is found in the Bible. These events that God's ancient Jewish prophets foretold now in better focus and ready to be fulfilled. That's where this world is today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...